RFK Jr. running mate. All right, so we got a few problems with this entity here. We already know that RFK Jr. is married to a transvestite, but this person has an Adam's apple, and it looks like an Asian transvestite. Like, I've just been talking about this, right? Now, I believe the official story is that this person is half Chinese and half white. So they always give us these half breeds. I don't know the whatever the official word is you're supposed to use. All right, there's so many half people, mixed race people in the media, and there's not many in real life, to be honest. I know some, I know a few, but the media, like everyone's half mixed race or whatever in the media. So, and then it kind of helps disguise, because you're like, well, that doesn't look like a normal Asian woman, and it doesn't look like a normal white woman, you know, so you think, oh, well, that's why. That's why it kind of looks a little bit like a transvestite, because it's mixed race. You know, that explains it. Like, there's always something a bit unique about the people. A cover story to explain their somewhat anomalous appearance. And by the way, what happened to your breasts? And why are you wearing a wig? Looks like a wig to me. I guess we'd have to fact check that as well. Oh, it's the smile. See, they practice the girly smile. They practice this, all right? Oh, where are the female hips? Sorry, don't see them. Don't see any female hips there. Do you? Not that tall, but because it's Asian. It's an Asian men are shorter than white dudes, all right? That's just the way it is. The average height of an Asian man is about 5'4", I think, 5'6". You can look that up for yourself, verify it, do a fact check. The Asian men are actually the same size as a white woman, all right? That's just how it is. That's a fact. Go out and measure it yourself. I see these kind of people all the time, all right, in the real world. See, he's got this smile, right? The smile. Oh, and by the way, this person used to be married to the founder of Google, not just some random mixed race transvestite walking off the street. Now, same height as the alleged husband, the big old fake smile again, right? And the shoulders wider than the hips, actually. It's standing at that angle. It's like a, what is that, like a 45-degree angle. That's the best angle to try to get a curved shape in the photo, but there's no curve in the actual body. This seems like a pretty, must be a pretty high-level demon, actually, if you think about it. Now, I've never heard of this person before. Oh, here we go. Uh-oh, proof. Proof it's a female. It's got a moon bump. They're just laughing at the people. All right, these are aliens. They're basically aliens because a transvestite is alien to the natural world and to God's creation. You can trust no one in the mass media, whether it's in the left mass media or the right mass media. You can trust no one in the mass media. There's the Adam's apple right there. You can trust no one in politics. All right, they give it a nose job, put a bunch of makeup and a wig and a female clothing. That is a man. The whole shape of this body, and it's the same guy with the beard. Although we need to put him on the FTM watch list. Was married to this transvestite. So this is how they roll. And this person started a company that collects people's biological samples, or the DNA, and is a pharmaceutical expert. And the official story is that Google started in this transvestite's garage. And the sister, but actually the brother of this person here in the red dress, was the CEO of YouTube. It just keeps going. The rabbit hole just keeps going. It never stops. It goes down all the way down to the abyss, in fact. The androgyny dress. The half and half, bearing one shoulder to show that it's not a woman. Come on, look at that. Is that not a masculine image right there? 23andMe, right? Billionaire, 23andMe. Oh, Elon Musk denies having an affair with the Asian transvestite and the FTM. So basically what's going on, as far as I can tell, it seems to be like something like invasion of the body snatchers. So we've been taken over by, we've been colonized by aliens, essentially, demons. And they're inhabiting these bodies, these human-like bodies. Not exactly human. Oh yeah, what happened to your breasts there? So I started out talking about this, and then we got into this, and then we got into this. And this, which then led us to this, and it relates to this, which leads to this, is the vaccine right there. The needle, that's the syringe. Flat Earth, where's Antarctica? Oh, it's not there. Pharmakos in ancient Greek religion was the ritualistic sacrifice or exile of a human scapegoat or victim. In Athens, a man and a woman who were considered ugly were selected as scapegoats each year. They were feasted, led around town, beaten with green twigs, and driven out or killed with stones. Oh, man. Human beings are just evil. Another one was hit 7 times on his phallus. The Athenian practice of ostracism has been described as a rationalized and democratic form of the custom. The biblical practice of driving the scapegoat from the community, described in Leviticus 16, gave a name to this widespread custom, which was said by the French intellectual René Girard to explain the basis of all human societies. Well, there you go. That's why I did not inject the magic potion, so I was given the pharmakos ritual. I was ostracized from the community. They wouldn't even let me go get my stuff out of the office. I was ostracized, just like the scapegoat or just like these people here. I was ostracized. Maybe some of you were too. And that's the only reason I mention it, by the way, because you might want to hear that it happened to someone else. You're not alone. But this is not an unusual event, really. It's the basis of all human societies. See, that's why they do the narratives. See, this is human nature. They're using human nature against us. They set up the narrative, and then the human beings, the evil human beings, do the rest, because that's what they do. Human beings ostracize other human beings. I was labeled a threat to public health, even though I had no contagious diseases at all. They treated me as if I had a contagious disease because I did not inject poison, a magic potion. Potion and poison are basically the same word. I did not inject a magic potion into my body. And they did, and they got sick, but yet I was considered to be the threat to public health, even though I had no contact with them. And all they got to do is throw a narrative into the mix, and human beings will do the rest. That's what I observed. That's what I experienced. So, you know, forgive me if this sounds a bit harsh. I'm not going to shed too many tears for those people who injected the magic potion and have side effects. And I know them. I know some of them. Friends of mine who injected the magic potion into their body. Now they're dying of cancer. People who said that they hope that the people who do not inject the magic potion die. Those same people are now dying because they took the magic potion. And they're still unable to reconcile the reality of the situation. No one you see in the media is going to help you or help me. They're all in the cult. Ostracism is the basis of all human society. So the Great Tribulation is going to exploit this tendency for people to ostracize others who are living outside of the narrative. They know human nature better than we do, in fact. They created mass media for the purpose of mass deception. And you cannot trust anything in the mass media. It's all there to persuade you to think one way or the other. And sometimes the surface level, you may agree with it. And this happens to me too. There's certain people out there, they say things that I agree with. Certain commentators on the right or the Christians, whatever. They'll say things that make sense. But at the same time, they're just kind of pushing the agenda in a certain way. It's all theater in this great big Truman Show that we live in. And that's the end of the video. I don't know how to conclude this. Oh,